And it's time now for our morning conversation, and joined this morning by West Hancock Schools Superintendent Wayne Croneman. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Trying to stay warm. I know that you had a school board meeting last night, and one of the things on the agenda that you were talking about was redistricting for the board of directors. And tell us how that went.
Well, every 10 years, everybody knows that the federal government does a census, and part of that, after that 10-year census, the school districts in Iowa have to look at their districts and look at their population, how it's dispersed amongst their director districts across the whole West Hancock district. So with that done, there was a minor change we had to make this year based on our population shift. And really it was basically shifting three blocks of land, properties, to from one district to the other. So it was pretty simple for West Hancock this year, but it's still a lot of work. You still have to draw up new maps. You still have to post new maps on your website. You still have to provide all this information to the State Department. They have to certify it, so on and so forth. So there's a lot of detail that goes into it. Of course, there's calculations to go in to figure out those districts, I believe, can't be any more than 10% difference amongst those districts, those director districts within your whole district. So West Hancock has a number of districts. We have seven, we have five director districts, and then we have two at large. So we have seven board members, and we discussed that a little bit last night too. At some point, the board, will they want to go down to five director districts? You know, the seven started probably, I'm guessing, when West Hancock and Kanawha, or Britton Kanawha, consolidated, and they have a couple more. I would guess that most of the state has five school board members. We are seven. There's a few others I know of that have seven, but ours is because of our consolidated district, and we like to have a good representation across the whole district of West Hancock.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other business items that you had last night regarding any discussions.
Well, one of the things we have to do each year is approve an at-risk or a dropout at-risk plan, and our plan did not change from last year, so I presented that last night and in the board packet, and the board passed modified allowable growth dollar amount that we're allowed to apply for, and in the amount of $146,397, and that's modified allowable growth, and it gives us the right to spend extra money and part of our budget to deal with some of the programs that we have for our at-risk students and dropout or potential dropout students. Some of those are like Eagle's Nest that we have at the middle school, which is an after-school program to get homework help and get help on their studies. And then we have a summer program here, summer school that we run through that. And, of course, we have, a couple years ago, we added a second counselor, so we run some of our counselor salaries through there. It does cost a lot to provide two counselors for a small district like ours, but it's much needed with our, we're approximately, each year we end up around 40% free and reduced, so our socioeconomic status is fairly high in this district, so that comes with a little bit more of some issues. Those are some of the things, and the high school has an after-school program also, and Saturday school that they have students help and get students help, and there's just a number of other things that we do around the district. We have a literacy program and so on that we kind of run through there, and some other help, so that money is much needed to help our at-risk students. And then we also last night approved a new electronic system for our high school cafeteria. Our old one got hit by lightning last spring, and we really didn't realize it until this fall. So we're going to update that with a new projector system, a new sound system. We use that cafeteria. West Hancock does not have an auditorium, so we use that room for our professional development. So we use it for that. We also live stream our gym to the cafeteria in case people are down using concession stand. They can keep track of what's going on in the gym at different events. We use it for driver's ed and a number of other things. So the board approved a plan to update that and get a better system in the school there in the cafeteria. So other than that, we look forward to next year already. People probably don't realize that we start so early in this year, already planning for next year. So we set the public hearing date for our next board meeting, which is January 16th at 6 p.m. in here in Britt. We set the calendar hearing for that. So we will meet as a group within the school system here. We'll prepare a overall district schedule for next year. And we will present that to the board on the 16th at 6 o'clock during our hearing, and then hopefully the board will pass that, and we'll have our full schedule set for next year already.
And I'm sure that students and staff are looking forward to the upcoming Christmas break as well.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, it's pretty much needed at this point. Our sickness or illnesses haven't been quite as bad, but a couple weeks ago, we had over 100 kids out in the district between the elementary and the middle school. We had a lot of flu going around and fevers and so on and so forth, which accompanied the flu, I'm assuming. It's kind of going down right now. It's kind of hitting our high school right now a little bit. So hopefully we're getting through this, and they'll be gone by the time people get together for their family Christmases and we come back healthy after Christmas for activities that we'll have going on here in a long winter season.
That's another thing that's been kind of a challenge so far, is getting some of the activities in.
Yeah, we're starting off, I guess, if you want to call it a bang here in the winter. So we've definitely had some challenges already rescheduling. The ADs are probably pulling their hair out right now trying to figure out where to schedule these things. There's only so many days in a calendar from now or from even the beginning of the season to the end of the season. And with all the other events we have going on at school, like concerts and plays and everything else, it's very difficult to try and get those scheduled in when you don't have to deal with snow days or weather days. And now with those in there, it's very difficult for them.
Well, Wayne, thank you for taking the time to visit with us. And I hope that you and all of the West Hancock School District have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And same to KOW and everyone there and around the area here in the West Hancock District.
And we've been visiting with Wayne Cronenman, West Hancock High School Superintendent, on our morning conversation on KIW.